Chapter 11.
Bad people do bad things. A ray of sunlight warmed my face, but it didn't stop the shivers. Time was lost to me, the minutes agony. But from the fading light coming through the cracks in the barn door, it seemed the sun was setting. I remembered the jackal saying something about the night. Something bad was going to happen, as if it hadn't happened already. I heard wood rubbing against metal, a horrible sound in my distorted ears. Light flooded the barn as the door slid open. Enforcers. I couldn't see how many. The squeak of older wagon wheels felt like jamming nails in my ears.
"Hurry up and get them in there,"
one enforcer said.
"And double-check those locks. We can't have any escaping. Remember the last time? Jorkin's dead. The jackal saw to that. And I'll not be losing my head over some busted locks."
"You check them then."
"What? Who said that? Osklar, did you say that?"
"Yes."
"Why, you little toad eater. Get over there and check those locks, those bars, that door. Or it's going to be the stockade for you. Understand?"
"Certainly, Harvey. Certainly."
I heard the one I believed to be Harvey grunt, and I started my wait. I closed my eyes and let the shivers take over.
"What have we got here?"
Harvey said.
"Not feeling so spry now, are you, demon?"
"He's not a demon,"
I heard one say.
"What?"
"He's not a demon. That was the jackal said. He's cursed."
I heard Harvey chuckle.
"Oh, he's cursed all right. He probably just didn't know it till now. That Yukon poison Rennie stuck him with will have him feeling and seeing all kinds of crazy things."
Harvey checked the lock on the cage.
"Tonight's gonna be really something. You got those cages secured, Oscar?"
"No."
Oscar said, giggling. Harvey grunted again.
"Shut up. And let's go. I'm hungry."
"Say, Harvey, how long do you think he'll last?"
"Shut your mouth, Oscar. The boss says no talking."
"Oh, talk. Please talk."
"I don't see why not. It's not like it matters if they know what's coming or not."
"He likes the look of surprise on their faces."
"Me too,"
the third enforcer said.
"Let's go, chattermouths."
My tongue clove to the roof of my mouth.
"Say something, dragon."
My quivering lips stayed sealed.
"Huh?"
Harvey said.
"Looks like this man is done already.
He got some good licks on Big Brock, though. Never seen anyone hurt Brock before."
"Me neither."
"Shut up, you two. Let's go."
Harvey's loud voice sounded like an explosion in my ears. I couldn't even open my eyes to see as I heard them walk out and slide the barn door closed. Idiot. All I had learned was things were not only as bad as before, but worse. I shivered and shivered. I needed the Yukon poison to wear off.
"Fight it, dragon. Fight."
The darkness came, leaving me alone in the barn with two torches and two new cages. I managed to open my eyes to see two forms huddled, one in each cage. Perhaps they could tell me something. I opened my mouth, but no words came.
"Father?"
It was the voice of a young man speaking to the other.
"Shh. Be silent, son, else they'll whip us."
Silence came, A little rustling around followed.
Are they going to kill us, Father?
The young man asked.
No. Now be silent,
the father said, forcefully but quiet. I heard the fear in both their voices. Innocent men, I could tell.
Why did they pick us, Father?
The father sighed, shaking his head as he said,
I don't know, they just did.
But we're good farmers, Father. Good miners, too. I didn't steal any of the golden ore, I swear.
The young man sobbed. His father's silence told it all. The father had stolen. The boy had not. My heart swelled. These men needed my help. Things came together.
Golden ore.
It explained all the secrets in the small town. Someone, a farmer most likely, had found a vein of it. The jackal and his enforcers got word of it and took over the town. It wasn't the first time such things had happened, and it wouldn't be the last either. Golden ore, however, wasn't gold. And it wasn't ore. It was a vein of mystic dirt that had goldish hue to it.
I'm hungry, Father. Do you think we'll eat again?
Pitiful. I could make out the young man's face pressed against the bars. He was raw-boned and lanky. Looked like he'd missed one too many meals already. It infuriated me, but the thought of action just made me sicker.
Sure, son. Sure we will.
The father lied.
Don't think about it. Think of a way out.
I allowed my thoughts to drift to the golden ore. Farming was a big deal in Nelsonbor. The land was rich, full, lustrous in many places. But working the land was still hard. It took time and a lot of work. And in the case of hard work, many peoples and races were lacking. That's where the golden ore came in, or more simply called magic dirt. A few pounds of it would turn a square mile of desert into a garden of vegetables. It was a pricey commodity, and it seemed the enforcers had happened upon it. But what did they want with me and these two men? My voice was dry and raspy, but I managed to say,
I can get you out of here.
Both men stiffened and huddled down.
I said, I can get you out of here.
The young man started to speak.
Don't talk to him, son. He might be that demon the innkeeper spoke of.
I am not a demon. I'm a man. The same as the two of you,
I said.
Sort of.
Now, do you two want help or not?
Ugh. I slunk under the cage floor. My stomach was killing me.
I needed healing.
What happened?
The young man asked, pressing his face against the bars.
Son, be quiet.
No.
The young man was adamant.
I won't be. Sorry, Father. That man over there is offering help, and we need it.
But I just...
I'm a man as well as you, Father. I'll live with the consequences of my actions.
I made it back to my knees and said,
good for you. Now tell me, how many of these enforcers are there? I'm not sure, but there's a lot of them.
37,
the father said. He turned to face me now. Unlike his son, he was a barrel-chested man. The torchlight reflected dimly from the top of his head. How many of you in the village?
Almost 1,000,
the father said. Accounting for women and children, that didn't leave enough men to fight off a group of well-armed men. Fear doesn't wait long to rule.
How long have they been here?
A few months. They showed up 2 days after we found the vein of golden ore. All the celebrating would have woke the dragons up. It's no wonder they showed up so fast with all the blabbermouths in this village.
I'd seen it happen before. If you didn't hire a well-armed force, the goons would quickly take over. Greed and treachery grew like weeds in Nelsonbor. Better act quickly before the roots got deep.
And the jackal? Where does he stay?
I needed to find out where my gear was. It was the only way.
He lords it over everyone in the day and diminishes in the night. He's wicked.
He's crafty,
the father added.
Dangerous. Something very strange about that fellow.
I'd sensed it, too. Something behind the man's eyes was raw, primeval. The men jerked in their cages as the barn door slid open. Rennie and Brock stepped inside, along with some of the other enforcers.
Cover them cages,
Rennie said.
What if they scream?
Harvey said.
Oh, yes, we can't have that, can we? All right, gag those two. But the demon over there, he'll need more of the poison. Shoot him up, Brock.
I could barely move already when Brock came. A sharp stick in one hand, a vial of Yukon poison in the other. He dipped the stick in the ointment, laughing.
Ha 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 ha. Be still, freak, else I'll poke it in your eye.
I remained still. He stabbed through the bars. I tried to dodge, but caught the full force in my dragon arm.
Did you stick him good?
Rennie said.
Real good.
I didn't hear anything else after that as my imprisoned world faded away.